Hello.
Hello, we returned the call for the customer service that you requested, sir.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
Well, I got this message that said I want a iPad, and I only had to pay $1 for shipping, and then entered all of my information, and y'all charged me $119.98. So what's the deal?
Okay, sir, that's weird. Let me check what happened, all right? Can I have your zip code?
76052.
Thank you for that. All right, and may I have your name, please?
Richard Small, S-M-A-L-L.
Richard?
Yes.
When did you did this transaction?
About an hour ago, I guess.
Okay. Do you think it might be under another name, like Phil or Anna?
No.
Well, sir, let me try look for you with your name, Richard. Right?
Yes. Richard Small, S-M-A-L-L.
Believes
Abe Lincoln's miners left very treasure behind. Hey, that's good. Nice to meet you. How much gold did you get out of this?
Is that, to be honest with you, Dave, it's kind of shocked that up to an ounce every 10 yards. Here's
a good question. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm almost done. Richard is small.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Can you confirm the shipping address, please?
239 County Road, 4838, Haslett, Texas, 76052.
Okay, yes. I found your account. And I can see that you enter a chance to win an iPad. Enrolling you for the meal planning app, Feast Treat, that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow, sir. But I can see that the payment was declined, sir, and it wasn't $100 and something. It was $49.97, but it was declined, sir. It didn't go through. The payment didn't go through.
Yeah, it's because I called the bank and disputed it for $119.98.
Well, sir, that's not us. I'm sorry. Because,
okay, well.
I can only see a charge for $49.97. Well, it's not actually a charge. It was an attempt of charge, but it didn't go through. And it was for $49.97. I can see here that you did it at 5:36 p.m. On the 19th, all right, sir. I'm so sorry about that. I mean, you did this back in November last year. Yes, sir. That's what I have here. And it was declined back in November last year. I'm sorry. This is the only Richard Small I have, and I thought it was you, but it wasn't what you just did. It was one you just... what you did in the November last year.
Yeah. I don't remember.
But it was declined. But it was declined. So whoever charged you that amount, sir, that you're saying, it wasn't us.
Well, I'm talking about the one today. That 119 or something.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we don't have that account, sir. We are not that. We know those that charge you that. I'm so sorry. We're not them.
Okay.
I found an account under your name here, but it was something that was declined back in November last year, sir, for $49.97. And
well, maybe I tried this again back then. I don't remember. I've been sick a lot since then, so I kind of forgot a lot of things.
Well, sir. Yes, but I mean, we didn't even charge
anyway,
that.
Anyway, we just did that today. Like you said, probably about
before No. That the 536 is what it is from these charts that I have seen here in the in my screen. It was the one in back in November. I'm so sorry, sir, but we didn't do those charges that you're saying we did.
Yeah, well somebody did it right after I entered my information and to pay that dollar shipping.
Well, sir, I'm so sorry, but it wasn't us.
Well, I guess it's another scam call, but it's y'all's website.
Well, so sir, you can...
When I clicked on it, it went to...
I suggest if you got scammed, I will suggest to call your bank so they can help you out.
Well, that's what I already did, but...
Because it's not us. I promise it's not us.
Well, then y'all got to... somebody's using got y'all's hacking y'all or something.
Well, sir, that's a discussion you will need to talk with your bank, because on my side I don't see your information about $100. I just see something that was back in November and it was never charged, and yeah, we never tried to charge it again.
Okay, well, you don't have any information for today?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Does it not show up for a while?
Well, I tried with the zip code, and I couldn't find your name. So then I tried with your name, and this is the only account that it pulled up. And as I said, it's from back in November. It's an attempt of charge back in November, but it didn't go through for $49.97. We never tried to charge again, and that's the only information I have from your name and your shipping information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't help you today. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right, sir.